You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.
This is New Hampshire Now, 1059-1450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. For joining us for the program this hour of New Hampshire Now is presented by the Prescription Center, and this segment of the show brought to you by the Concord Photo Service and the Photo Idea Center, located at 29 North Main Street in Concord. Concord Photo Service, working to preserve your memories to last a lifetime. Welcome in right now, Dave Parker from Parker Education. Maximize your child's educational potential by going to Parker Education, one-on-one tutoring, as well as standardized test preparation, and now the Parker School of Drama. More information, check out ParkerEducation.com. Dave, how are you?
I'm good.
Appreciate you joining us for the show. There's a little bit of news this weekend in regards to the Concord School District, to say the least. I've addressed it earlier on the program, and I'll give kind of a summary of how I feel. I feel that this is an absolute disaster at this point in time, and there needs to be accountability for what took place. The report needs to be handed over to the police department, and as much as possible, the report should be released to the public. You've made a determination as a school board or as a school board president that you're going to place the superintendent of schools on paid administrative leave, the principal of the high school, Tom Sicca. You're going to keep him on paid administrative leave, and I think that the public deserves to know why. And to just say no, we're not going to say it's a personnel matter. No, that's not acceptable. If it were a janitor or if it's a individual who is a second grade teacher, sure, that's a personnel matter. If you've made a determination, this is a high profile public investigation in which the public has deep and I think just concerns about the safety of the children, the protocols in the district, and so far you have stonewalled at every turn, and then on top of it make the determination that the assistant superintendent Donna Pally is going to become the interim superintendent, and we find out that she does not even have the certification to hold the job that she has held for the last 8 years, and that creates the feeling that this is a snowballing disaster at this point. Dave.
Well, yeah. I've watched this very closely. I've been to most of the public meetings involved in this situation, and yeah, it's a mess. Part of the challenge is, who's going to lead up to school? Who's going to take care of business while this all gets washed out? Because I suspect it's going to take some time. And I agree, the public needs to know some information as to why these decisions are being made. Part of the problem in terms of dealing with it is, if you're putting the assistant superintendent in that position and she's complicit in what's happened, then where do you go? She gets asked to step down. I mean, I'm not saying that she's guilty or not guilty, but there's too many people that were administrators that were complicit or involved in this, and not in the investigation, but in some of the some of the behaviors. And so it really is problematic. Fortunately, we have the troops out there, I'm sure, the teachers out there doing their darn best with the kids that come into school every day. I don't worry about that, but I do worry that this is going to take some time. You know, there's a New Hampshire Superintendents Association. It would be wise for the school board to see if they would have someone that they could put in there as an interim, somebody that's retired, somebody that could help out for the interim, because there is a lot of work in those jobs that needs to be done on a day-to-day basis.
I agree. Somebody from the outside needs to come in and that has nothing to do with this and to take over the day-to-day operations of the district. And Jennifer Patterson is the school board president, unilaterally making decisions. I have long questioned the wisdom of an autonomous school board, and this circumstance has shown that questioning is correct, because you just see decision after decision being made, no public accountability, no understanding of why decisions may not be the best ones. I think, when you consider the clamoring and the concern and the public spotlight that is on this process at this point, you cannot have the report and say, no, we're just going to have to trust us that we're going to take care of this situation internally, when at each path and turn we have seen new things develop which have indicated a lack of ability to handle things internally. And then you say you're going to handle it internally, and then, oh, this is going to be our new superintendent for the time being. And, oh, but she's not actually certified to be a superintendent. Whoops. And she's been superintendent for the last 8 years. And that, so at every turn, they have shown that they're not capable of handling the situation internally. And it is clear at this point that someone from the outside needs to come in and to look at this situation. The report needs to be handed over to the police department. That should be on Brad Osgood's desk. And he should make determinations from there. This is a serious matter. And individuals have not been able to comprehend that for whatever reason. They have scoffed at the public, they have scoffed at media, and they've said that whatever in regards to that. This situation could have been handled very easily, very early on, with transparency and accountability. The district decided to go, and the school board decided to go in a different direction on that, and have said, there's nothing to see here, just trust us. And whenever there's been new information which has come to light, and this most recent circumstance where the report was serious enough to indicate that the superintendent should be paid on administrative leave, it's, oh, just trust us, or you're not going to see the report, we're not going to give it to the police department. Every single turn here has indicated that it should be concern amongst the public when they're telling us not to be concerned.
Well, it gets to the point where I don't know everything, obviously, and the legal wranglings of things like this. And on the other hand, you lose trust after a while. And what we heard, weeks back at our public hearings, is wait for the independent investigation. When that comes out, we'll all know where to go with this. And it did come out, and one of the first things they did was put the superintendent and the principal on leave, which says that those are not minor decisions to make.
Those are two of the most significant
right.
people in the
but
district.
But we don't know who else it needs to be reviewed in terms of what they did. And you're right. I don't know the legal wranglings, but we were, as a citizenry, we were not told anything through most of this summer or into the fall. And now that the report is back, the impression, at least, is that we're not going to get to see it. And now people that were angry are probably going to be going ballistic. And it doesn't have to be this way. I would also suggest that we get right on the board and start to post some of these positions, because it takes a while. The process of acquiring a superintendent takes a while. And so we're going to need somebody that's in the interim, again, on the outside. We should possibly go to the state and ask for help. But right now the state is in their own world to hurt. So
right.
It's unfortunately a mess. But again, I think we hope that every day our kids are going to school with a quality staff and they're taking care of them.
I think the Concord School District as a whole is a really good school district. I think that there's a lot of great things taking place. And the mindset of individuals who are making decisions here was that what took place in this one individual instant should not overshadow all the good things that have taken place in careers and in the district as a whole. And the only way, and I've studied this and been around politics at a high level and sports for many, many years, and the only way for that to take place is for individuals to step up and be accountable for what took place and to say, I was wrong. I did something wrong in this circumstance. I'm going to fix it, and this is how we're going to fix it. And then you hope that the public is willing to give you a chance and give you that public trust. And that's not what took place here. It was, we're going to review, we're going to do this, and everything's behind closed doors. And that's the you have to have some level of public accountability. You have to say you're sorry. You have to talk about how things are going to change, how you're going to change. And I think that a lot of the individuals in this circumstance may have been able to survive this if that had been the approach, as opposed to the there's nothing to see here type of approach, which, you know, took place. And you know, I just it's an unfortunate circumstance, because I do, as you were mentioning before, you know, you worry about the day to day and the kids, and if you know, how they feel about things. I feel like kids are mostly immune from what's taking place. I think teachers are mostly immune from what's taking place. This is just a lot of stuff in their view at the upper level. But when there's this paralyzation there, and there's in the investigation, no one knows what's going on, it makes it very difficult to implement the policy and the changes to make sure that things do get better as well. And so there's that. But I think, you know, the biggest thing I'm saying here is that I think that the report needs to be given to the police department at the very least. I'd like to see a summary of the report issued in short order to the people here in Concord, and a redacted version where if there's any individuals whose names are in there, minors, children, anything of that nature, that are in the report, and that's the reason they don't want to release it, those should be obviously, you know, taken out, and it should be reviewed by legal counsel to make sure that there's no disclosure of individuals who are victims or are minors in the report. But in the short term, as soon as they got the report, there should have been a review. This is why we're doing what we're doing. You can't just say, and I understand, you know, the legal aspect and the personnel matter aspect of things, but you have to give a reason. And then their concern is perhaps litigation. I don't know. But well, you have to, you owe the public a reason. You owe the students, you owe the staff a reason.
You know, and I'll differ a little bit with you on, in terms of the kids and the faculty. I think everyone in the community is hurt when these things happen. This is a caring community, as Jim Belay was just saying a few minutes ago. People really care about the schools. The teachers want to represent Concord in a nice way. They're hurt by this. What is sort of interesting is a word I use because it's very benign, but they asked the superintendent, if you recall, the principal took his own leave in the spring. The mm-hmm. superintendent did not. This report had enough new information in it for the board to ask her to step down and go on leave. So there has to be some meaningful things in that report, because if she knew these things, and it's quite possible, I'm sure she didn't know all these things that went on, she should have as well gone on administrative mm-hmm. leave, but she didn't until this report came out. So that says something. And you're right, how are we going to get the appropriate information to the people in a timely way, even if it has to come out in parcels? And I'm sure there's a litigation component to it. So, you know, sometimes those things move slowly. But we've been offered it. And now if we're not going to get it, it's going to really be upsetting.
Dave is always pleased to join us for the program. Dave Parker here on Hampshire Now, 1914-15 NHTuckRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. This hour, the program is presented by Prescription Center, and that segment of the show brought to you by the Concord Photo Service as well as Parker Education.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.